Hold up, why? This one don't work?
No, it's supposed to be one.
Yeah.
So why would, so then we would have a conversation you can't hear.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm new, this is my first podcast.
Yeah, okay, can I get it to
you? Okay.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, yeah, we are live. We see, you know,
crazy.
He's been here for the past couple weeks.
He got a name, Straight Beats.
Straight Beats. My bad. Everybody know who the fuck you are, I'm playing. and also I got a very, very, very special guest. I've been asking her to get on for a while, but you know, she's a mom, so.
Wait a minute now. You don't play that like you've been asking for a while.
We need a whistle. Not a while, but. I ain't playing you like that. Okay, my bad. I said that kind of bad. I did say it like it was. No, no, no.
Thank you.
A couple times, you know, scheduling conflicts and stuff like that. So now she is here. I'm glad that she is here. I appreciate you being on.
Yes, no problem.
Cool.
Hi, everybody. I'm Shay.
Yeah, this is Shay. We grew up together from shit, Boys and Girls Club to going to school together, all kind of shit. So this ain't nothing. New shit. This is just, if I talk shit, she just knows.
Anybody
I talk
at
shit.
This table knows QP, it's me.
For sure.
You call him who? Which QP? QP.
Yeah.
I thought she said.
Oh yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
I thought she said Cupid.
Oh.
Nah. Oh no. Nah. I said Cupid.
But, definitely not Cupid. Not QP, but what do you call him?
Q.
Q. Okay.
I'm about to say QP died a couple years ago. You know, QP was a different person.
Okay.
That's why you said not the Cupid thing. So,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That was QP. I'm not that. I'm Quentin or Q now.
All right. I'm still gonna go with QP.
That's cool.
You know,
that's cool.
I will definitely accept this new Q.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. Okay. How's everybody's week been going? How about that? Let's get into that.
Week is it's going
right. That's not a little.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so much going on in the world.
Like, it is shortage of gas.
So much, and everything can take a toll on you. The more that you just sit there and take it in.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
What's got the pipeline shutting down?
Yeah. Man, some bullshit for real.
Yeah.
Complete because look, there's gas.
Right, it's just in that certain area, but why is it just here? Why isn't it just southeast? But whatever, I ain't gonna even get into that. That's not what we hear. That's not what we hear. So I got two different topics I want to talk about. The first one, let me see. It was a thing to where I think I touched on this a little bit, but I probably talked about it before, but I'm gonna talk about it again. I don't give a fuck. So let's say it's a situation to where you have co-workers, and it's a small net of how many people work. Let's say it's probably 4 to 8 people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And two people of the opposite sex, guy and girl, y'all are physically attracted to each other. The chemistry is there. Y'all want to fuck each other, but nothing was never crossed.
Until
one day y'all go out drinking.
We went out with all the co-workers?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just you two. Out doing what you do, right? Sex happens, right? Sex happens. It wasn't that good, but then when you get back to work, the whole dynamic changed. Why is that a thing? From a guy's perspective, from a girl's
What's
perspective.
The last thing you said? Why is that what?
Why does it change? The dynamic of y'all relationship changed after that. I'm gonna let the woman go first.
Okay, well, I guess I can start with because like.
Have you ever been in a situation like that before you even started?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
Would you?
The shit was good. So, sorry, this is my baby daddy. But
okay, that's a whole loop. I wasn't ready for that.
It was a lot.
Good. How you spell that? Good. G O O.
Put a T on it.
Good.
Okay, but nah. It was more to that as well. But I would say, you said the dynamic changed. Everything changed.
Like in a bad way. Like I can't work together no more. Conversation has changed.
Because like, well, I guess you could say expectations. Like you thought that. It was going to be what you thought it was,
right.
But it wasn't. Ooh. So now everything has changed. Like your whole mindset is like, damn, I can't even think of this person the same. They just wasted my time. That's a body. You know what I'm saying?
Like
that's a whole body. And I believe I am one to believe in sexual energy. So,
okay,
you know what I'm saying? You just transferred some bullshit ass sexual energy over to me. That some
bullshit ass.
That and God knows what else. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
true. Yeah,
it's just a lot that comes with that. And like I said, mentally, like you just messed me up here, buddy, because you didn't blow my mind. That's on my that's me though.
Okay, go ahead.
What's the definition of bad sex?
Oh, okay. You gonna answer a question with a question?
No, I'm just saying, like,
for me,
there's levels to the shit. You know what I mean?
You just had bad sex recently. Go ahead, speak on it.
Oh, speak on it. What made it bad sex?
I plead the FIF.
What made it bad sex?
What do you? I don't know.
Because this is gonna answer your question.
I don't know what Q's talking about. What are you talking about, Q?
Wow, that's crazy. Okay, cool. Let me speak on what I feel like is bad sex.
No, what? Yeah, like this levels to the shit. What's bad sex? Like,
she said
I wasn't able to perform, or she wasn't able to perform, or
it could be just bad.
I think both because chemistries. Like you can know, and she probably can know. Like, okay, we probably just won the line that time or that day, or I just wasn't feeling it, or something was going on. Like I got other shit on my mind, or
it's bad sex on my behalf.
Yeah. Yes. That's for the example. Yes.
Okay, so I would feel very embarrassed, to be real with you.
Would you know it was bad? Like, would you think in your mind like,
you know when your sex is bad, nigga. Like,
yeah, some people think it's good and this shit was fucking terrible.
Nah. Like you know, dog. Like you feel the body language is different.
I agree.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
No,
especially. I will
say this. I'm not gonna try and put my business out there.
Right.
But like, I'm not no one time. I like sessions. You know.
Okay.
Saying?
Got you.
Yeah.
I got
like,
you.
If first round is horrible, I'm going back to the corner. And, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Coming back out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like,
so if the first round is horrible, she gives you another round.
Oh, I'm gonna get another round. I'm
are you saying that same time?
Yeah,
or
the same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, same time.
Okay,
because
okay,
I was thinking the same thing.
I'm still thinking the same thing. No, I'm thinking the same thing on another day. Like,
no, on another day. I'm talking about, nigga, this, give me, yeah.
We're back in.
Give me 2 minutes.
Round two.
Oh, okay. But by that time, her mindset is probably like.
Fuck that. I'm going to get her back in that mindset. Like, yo.
This nigga, goddamn, finna. What you going to do this time? What you going to do that you didn't do the first
time? Yeah,
Okay, all right.
I'm going to be real with you, though. Like, I had an ex. Like, my first time was horrible because it was so much buildup.
Right.
I was down there. She was in Boston.
Right.
And we was just, you know, phone sex.
Right.
That buildup
right.
was crazy.
Crazy.
So, like, when I got in that shit, I was like, oh.
That's all bad, bro.
Right?
That's
but
all
second,
bad.
Third, fourth round, it amazing. Was all me. Yeah. I made a comeback.
All right. But what? Okay. So the question was asked as far as like coworkers.
Coworkers.
Yes.
Right.
Have you ever been in a situation to where you fuck with your coworkers and the dynamic of your relationship changed?
I've never fucked a coworker.
Oh.
I don't shit where I sleep. I mean, or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I've never, like, I mean, there's coworkers I've been attracted to.
Right.
But I never crossed that line.
Ooh. I can't do it.
But,
you know, the crazy thing about it, I did it early on. In my early 20s, when I was working at the mall, oh, my God.
And I can't speak for the younger me because, you know, the younger me probably would have done it. I probably did it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I'm confused. Did
no,
you
no, no, I'm saying, like, I'm totally different now. Like, the older me don't know the younger.
I'm just speaking from a situation that you've ever done before. I'm not saying right
I
now.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, I don't know.
No coworkers.
Nah.
Zero.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. This is crazy.
Nah, I've never.
What's happening, boy? What's happening?
Nah, just real talk. I never slept with a coworker. Now I'm thinking about it.
But, so you're not able to answer this question? Because of the fact that you didn't,
I mean, I could answer the question.
I think you can have a dynamic on how you feel. Like, would you? Or would
yeah,
you
I
not?
Would feel. I would feel embarrassed if you know what I'm saying. If I didn't get able to perform.
What if it was good though? Like you giving out good, but then she like, man.
So how is it bad though?
Because she thought it was bad. You thought it was good. But she might have thought it was bad.
Usually it's often like that.
Okay, whoa. Not all the time.
I don't know.
No, it's not always like that.
I don't know.
A lot of times men will think that, you know what I'm saying? Oh, they just did the damn thing when no you didn't.
Wait,
not.
Repeat that? What'd she say?
Go ahead, repeat yourself. I heard what she said, but
you,
go ahead.
You didn't hear me?
No, I didn't hear you. Say it again.
A lot of times men will think that they just did the damn thing.
Oh.
Yeah. They think they just murdered the kitty when they didn't. Yeah.
What makes it
and
bad?
Then sometimes you have people that'll play it off and sit up here and boost your ego and make you feel, you know, you got some lies out there, you got some real lies out there. And they'll really you feel like, you know what I'm saying, you just did your thing. But they won't give you another
But they homegirls know all the juice, right? Is what you're saying? Yeah, this nigga ain't shit.
But see, the thing is, with homegirls and shit like that, even if they say it wasn't bad, if it was bad, they want to find out if it was bad or not. If they trifling enough.
Yeah.
No, it was bad. Let me see how bad it was.
If they apportion. Listen, I just grabbed that from you.
We said that at the same time.
Portion. What are y'all talking about?
I don't watch it either.
I don't watch it either, but it's crazy.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Supposedly, Portia married the friend's husband.
Okay, so let me ask this question. I'm sorry, I mean to cut you off.
I
apologize.
Yeah, you're good because I'm gonna cut you off soon.
So, for a female's perspective, what is good sex? Like, if y'all gonna play it off like it was good, like.
Oh, that's
the long, the duration, like.
No, that's, it's, okay, so I guess I can say that they performed well as far as, like.
Is it, like, a mental thing for y'all?
Yes, it's definitely. Now, I can't speak for every woman.
Yeah.
Because every woman is different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got some people that just go in there and they just be like, I'm just trying to dig real quick. Like, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Mm.
A lot of people don't pay attention to their sexual energy. A lot of people don't pay attention to their mental and the space that they're in when they're having sex or with the person that they're having sex with.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? Sometimes that happens when you're young, because I've been there when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no, it's nothing. It's definitely nothing like that. Like, I'm fully aware. Like, I can't even, like, I have to have some type of, like, relationship and mental stimulation with this person mm-hmm. in order for it. Us to even go there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. but as far as it being good, like, it's different for every woman. It's really different for every woman.
What's your definition of good sex?
All right, so
interesting.
I ain't no saint. So whoever watching, I don't give a fuck. I've been with a couple different type of women. So mm-hmm. my definition of sex, you really got to be in tune with your body on both ends.
Okay.
Me and her, right?
Yeah.
Physically, we got to be there. Emotionally, we got to be there, right? So if it's a thing to where, like, we got damn turning tricks and shit, pussy wet as fuck, tight and shit, warm. I feel like I want to stay in it for a long time. I might contemplate pulling out or not. That's what makes it good sex.
Oh, okay.
To me. But I'm still gonna pull out, but I might concentrate. Okay? let me go pull that one.
That last minute shit.
God damn.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for you, it's not duration.
It could be, but depending on the person.
Depend.
Yeah.
And then when you in it, you know when she got hers.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, for sure. You know it's crazy. Some women would get theirs and wouldn't say that was good sex.
Oh, true. Oh, that's a whole different. That's true too. Yeah, that's crazy. And they can get it multiple times.
Yeah,
that is
and
true.
Be like, and I'd be like, what the
fuck? I wasn't really feeling. I wasn't really into it. Like, how the fuck was you not into it? Bitch, you just came 3-4 times. Please enlighten me on how it was bad. Let's talk about it.
Damn, I need my girl Jazz here. Speaking of Jazz, Jazz will be here next week.
Jazz.
Damn, why she say like
Jazz?
Okay.
Jazz will be here next week.
Okay.
How do you feel about bringing Jazz on?
That's fine.
On the show. Yeah, you cool with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, because when I say Jazz can definitely answer this question and get all up in there, like Jazz.
No, yeah, I agree with that.
Like, Jazz is here when it comes to this sex thing.
Yeah.
And she's very, like, in tune with her body and herself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
I love that about
and
her.
There's a lot of women that's not.
Mm-hmm.
So you just setting it up for next week already. You going to be here too?
Yeah.
Okay,
totally.
Cool. So I guess we full staff next week already.
So if you're okay with that.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I see, she actually, I think she hit me up on Instagram. just like a little shout out, like 100, like, cause you, I think you shout out a page and she okay. had me up on it. Cause you know, she got like multiple Instagrams. I think she got like,
no, I think she, I think she like kind of brought it down to just one now.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, I don't. No, I'm saying, cause she did. Yeah, she had about three or four of them motherfuckers. Yeah, I get why she had it though. So it's all G, but yeah, I don't have no issue with that. That's fine.
Yeah.
I gotta have a really good topic for that though.
Cause she why you say it like that though? Jazz.
We're gonna talk about it.
We're gonna talk about that when?
After the show.
Okay. Okay.
After the show.
You know, that's fine. But
yeah. Okay. So let me get into another one. Let me change gears. So somebody had hit me up on Instagram. I don't even know. Actually, no. This person from, I've been getting a lot of people from out of town, like L.A., Detroit. Everywhere, cause I be paying for promotions on Instagram, so everybody, like that paying for promotion shit, that shit actually works. So it was a guy from Detroit. He had hit me up. He's supposed to be in town this month. He want to get on the podcast too. I'm like, shit, I don't give a fuck. He got a bigger following, so I'm like, shit, whatever. So and then also another woman, random ass page, had hit me up. Was like, this is what I want you to talk about. I'm like, all right, cool. She was saying, talk about like being emotionally unavailable in a relationship.
Yeah, I've been there.
You been there?
Yeah, done that.
You've done it.
Yeah.
Speak on.
It was really you know what I did? This nigga made me nervous. I didn't give my time. I didn't give myself time to heal from a relationship I got out of.
Mm, okay.
And I'm not gonna say it was a rebound, because it was relationship and it was play. And then
you got into that.
Yeah.
But you said you still.
I still wasn't. I was
there.
Emotionally, I wasn't there.
Mm.
I wasn't there. It was like. And then on top of that, I was losing friends. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a homeboy I knew for 20 years.
Why did you lose that friend?
Oh, with some money, dog. Like chump change.
But it ain't got nothing to do with a relationship.
I understand. But like it was just, I'm only child. So I take if I call you my friend, dog, that's deep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't take that friend
like,
I don't do that shit.
So like, he left the situation. I was just losing people. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right.
I just shut down, and I was still dealing with
bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit. And then I, in the midst of me playing, this shit turned into something, and I'm like, man, I'm not even ready for this shit.
Mm. Mm. Have you been in a situation where you was emotionally available before the current situation?
You said
situation,
emotionally unavailable?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, my bad. Emotionally unavailable.
You're fucking me up.
My bad. Like,
what
correction.
What did you think he said?
He said emotionally available.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, wait, are we emotionally unavailable?
Oh, I could have sworn, I guess because I looked at that. That's why I really knew.
Oh, okay.
My younger, my college days, you damn right, I was emotionally unavailable. Like, what? Like, niggas want to do that for play.
For sure.
All people want to do is play. Ain't nobody got time to be available emotionally. Like, the fuck you finna play with me? Like,
yeah. But how did you can't go into every situation that every motherfucker is going to do the same goddamn thing.
Yeah,
you don't know that. You just knew that because what? Word of mouth? Oh, that nigga for this, that, and third, da, da, da. You don't know that. Women do shit for catty shit to goddamn fuck up some shit that's good. For real.
True.
And niggas don't?
Yeah, we do.
And niggas don't?
Whoa.
Niggas do?
I've never been okay, I'm going to speak for myself. I've never been in a situation where I wanted a chick and I'm trying to fuck it up by hitting this bitch up or trying to do around.
Let
other
me tell
shit.
You something. One
I'm
thing,
only speaking for me.
Females may act like we don't see how y'all move, but we do. But we do. You think we haven't done our research or we haven't, you know what I'm saying, did our detective work?
Yeah.
But we did. We know you
what
tried
they say,
to fuck the homie.
The woman's intuition is crazy. Yo.
So
like when they got a gut feeling, something's up.
Yeah.
So let me tell you, so she's known me since I was shit. I think I went to the boys' girl 10, 11. 11, I would say. Probably like 11 years old. So she done seen me in fucking middle school and high school. High school and going into my college years and going to her college years, I was a fucking dog. And she know that shit. She been around some of her friends
I
and
hope
shit
you
like
were
that.
A dog, man. We all were dogs.
I'm not, well.
Everybody has had their dog.
Yeah, that's the time you're supposed to be a dog.
But around that time, I don't know if anybody was saying like, oh, Quint was a dog.
Well, you don't know.
Now, QP, you always had a
reputation.
Always had a little a sensitive side to you.
Okay.
Where you became emotionally. I don't think
exactly.
You drinking that beer, bro?
No. He's always had some. He would try to act like he didn't.
Yeah.
But he's always had some type of emotional.
You're not an only child, right? You're not.
No. I got an older brother and younger sister.
Oh, you the middle child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But have I ever been emotionally unavailable to somebody? Hell yeah.
What made you?
You're trying to figure out who, because I don't think I know. Because you.
What
know
made
what
you?
You a little lover boy.
What made you?
Because I wanted to get out of that situation.
So it was over time, or you just went into it?
Over time.
Oh.
Over time.
I thought you started. Yo, no I thought he started it like, "Hey, I'm not available."
Like, nah, bitch. I want to be with you, but
I mean, that's understandable. But I'm talking about, like,
the Hispanic girl I was with for a minute when I was early 20s. Worked at the mall. I ain't gonna say her name. That ain't gonna happen. We'll talk about that.
Okay. And you said she was emotionally unavailable for
her. After a while.
I was about to say.
I said after a while.
But that makes sense, though. I feel like everybody done that. Everybody done that.
I don't think it counts, though. I don't think it counts when you was like, your head was up, shorty ass, yo. Like, what?
So you don't even remember who that was?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. You was in love.
Yeah, but after a while, I was emotionally unavailable.
I don't think that counts.
You mean after? Emotionally unavailable with her or after her?
He tried.
There's no way you can be emotionally unavailable with her after y'all have been through all that.
Yeah, that don't count. It's from the jump. You feel like,
nah, buddy, you ain't nah.
Hell no, y'all tripping.
I'm not tripping.
You can be emotionally unavailable after a certain amount of time.
QP act. QP act like Coco. Boys and girls love Coco. Scam.
No, hell no. Oh yes, you can be in love with somebody and be in a
I mean, I get it over time. I get it. Yes,
you're right.
Yeah, I'm about to say that.
You're right, first love. You're right.
I get it.
Who first love? Mine.
You're right.
Oh, yours. I'm about to say that wasn't. Well.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Eventually, I did, but I can't even say that I was fully emotionally unavailable because my ass was all over the place. Like I was crying if we was going through it, and then I was acting crazy if. You know, like it was just like all of, it was like on and off, and it was to the point where it was just like, okay, it is what it is, type shit.
Yeah.
So I can't even.
You know,
say,
but you know, it's crazy too. Like,
do you put an age on that shit?
What do you mean?
Emotionally unavailable. Do you put an age on it?
No, because I actually have a friend right now that says she's emotionally unavailable to certain dudes, but one dude has her heart.
How old is she?
She's our age.
Okay,
but you know, too. Like, you don't. The older you get, the more wise you get. You know,
you should.
Yeah.
Facts.
So,
and if you're not,
If you don't, if you're not learning yourself, because I didn't know what emotionally unavailable was. I didn't know what that shit was.
True. Early 20s. No, I did not.
I was like, what? I'm here.
Right. I'm here.
The fuck you talking
I'm
about?
Here,
I'm here.
Brother, I'm here.
Bring that ass. Like,
right.
Yeah. Man.
No, you're not here emotionally. Like, what's your emotions? Like, well, you want me to cry and shit?
No compassion.
You want me to tell
right,
you
like,
how
man,
feel
fuck all that.
No compassion. Oh, let me tell you about your day. I don't really care for that. Like,
are you sucking fucking or no? Yeah. No, you're not.
You just smoking.
I'm just saying because that's a real thing, shit. Especially early 20s, man.
Yes, definitely
fast. I'm not expressing shit unless I'm cussing your ass the fuck
just
out.
Like going in one ear and out the other.
Unless I'm cussing you out, that's me being emotionally available. In my early 20s.
Oh, wow.
And being a single kid, you turned the whole lot of shit in.
What you mean?
Like, information. I don't like telling people, or I don't want to say people. I don't like telling my spouses. That's a good, is that right? Right? Spouses, girlfriends. There's certain information I don't like telling because, like.
What you got? You got a rule of don't ask, don't tell?
No, it's not that. Don't ask, don't tell. I'm just not going to tell you. Because of past situation, like I've been vulnerable, and throw back in my face because you angry.
Oh yeah, I think that's tacky.
It was like, nah, fuck that.
I think that's I don't know.
That comes from being scarred.
Yeah, it's a big thing. It's hard to get over because when you've been hurt, I guess so many times you always want to ask these certain questions, but it's like, why do you need to know that shit? Because you know it's gonna hurt you. So why the fuck I'm gonna tell you that?
Yeah.
Don't talk about past shit because you're gonna get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It don't matter what I say, how long ago I did it.
I think talking about past shit helps you understand a person, helps you understand why a person is the way that person is.
You think so? Is that for the partner to understand what they're dealing with?
Yes. It's for the partner to understand. I see
why you say that.
Even bringing it up, it's some shit that you ain't even dealt with that they could help you understand.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm glad you said that because, you know, I am born and raised here, right? So I run into a lot of people that might be from out of town or whatever. It's a culture here. The culture here, I think,
is different. It's different as fuck.
Okay, I cut the arrow. Yeah,
that's the Hennessy.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. It's for real.
Hennessy.
That's fine, boo, but you also got some lights up in this
motherfucker too. Oh yeah, the motherfuckers do be burning. Okay. Yeah. You better
come
cut
the
arrow.
It's the Hennessy.
So, it's the culture here is kind of like
different.
It's very different. Money hungry, strip clubs and shit like that. I love a strip club. I go to a strip club.
Hey.
I love a strip club. But at the same time, so my girl, she from DC. She don't understand the culture is strip club shit.
Up north shit. DC's up north, right?
Yeah.
That's considered north?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we don't
understand. So it's just like, she don't understand that I like to go into the strip club. She like, why are you in a strip club sometimes? I'm just like, it's entertainment. But that's just what I do. But I also want, the reason why I'm bringing this up, if I'm out and about, I'm going to run into at least two or three people that I know. Why? I'm from here.
Mm-hmm.
And it bothered her because I just know so many people. Guy, girl, bartenders. I'm from here. I can't help it.
Now, is this the one with them things in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Well, then you got to understand, too, this is a new city for her.
Right.
So she's walking around like a ghost. You know what I'm saying?
And so these are things that you've already talked to her about, though. Like, these are things that you've already,
you got,
she knows
about. Yeah, like, I'm from here. This is my city. Da-da-da. And
you sat her down, like, you know, there are going to be people that
girls,
we run into.
Like,
you know
somebody that, you know, might be a situation. Girl. No, for real. Like, I sat that, like.
And she still wasn't comfortable with it.
No.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of times,
that means you're doing something right, bro.
I mean, it means you, I don't know about that. You're being yourself, real, you're laying it out on the table. That's up to you from here on. That's up to you to decipher if that's something that you want to deal with.
Oh, true.
That's up to you.
True, you can't keep,
you know what I'm saying, trying to tell her, you know what I'm saying, this is me, this is how I am, this is what's going to happen. If she don't get the shit, then, I mean, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't know what else you want me to do. At this point, maybe we're not for each other if that's something that you cannot understand. I don't know how you would like me to help you understand that. If there's a possibility that I can help you understand that, then, you know what I'm saying, let me know. But
I tell you this,
that might not be for you.
I tell you this, up north women are very territorial.
Oh, I know that.
Down south women too.
Let me say women in general.
Peaches are too.
However, North women are different.
Nigga, where you going? I was like,
they're different. Nigga, where you going? In those shorts? Nah, nigga, you gotta hide those knees.
Not the knees, nigga. Not the knees. Not the knees.
In those sweatpants?
Yeah, you gotta hide them knees. I'm telling you. Yeah.
You're working with a.
Different. They're different. They'll make you feel like you doing shit and you not.
That's certain signs too.
They'll make you feel like you doing shit, but you not. I'm from the north. I'm telling you this shit.
I know you know this shit. I'm just saying.
They'll drill you and be like, "What? Nah, I was here, right? Yeah, I was."
Right. Then you start questioning yourself. Like,
yeah.
What's on here?
I'm telling you, dog. It's different.
Actually, I feel like that's any alpha female.
Yeah, she's definitely alpha for sure. And I'm an alpha male.
There's different alphas though.
I'm like,
it's different outfits.
I'm like a motherfucking. I'm a lion in the motherfucking jungle. Goddamn! I want to be the king, motherfucker. I'm trying to be at the top of the motherfucking mountain, roaring, nigga.
Damn, son, the little filtration system. Yes, I feel it.
yeah. I mean, shit. I do live in a hood, but I got space.
Motherfucker, work, boy.
You can think quick too.
Yeah, you feel it.
You get cold over there.
No, I'm cool.
No, I was about to say he not from Boston, but he lived in Boston for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, he good. He's super Barbados to fucking Boston. That's like a hot cold.
Yeah, that was
freezing.
Shock.
That was shock. Hot freezing. Like what?
Shocked, man.
Yeah, I bet. All right, let me change the gear one more time. Same, it's kind of on the same thing. Emotionally maturity. And I think what she meant by that was just like,
who's this? A viewer?
The person? Yeah. Okay. Some random person. I don't know who it was. I think what she meant was kind of just like certain situations you put in, and how are you going to act, and how are you going to decipher what we're going to do moving forward. Like if it's a situation to where, for example, that I gave earlier, out and about.
Make sure you're checking to see if anybody asking any questions, because I know I'll be on your live and I'll be like tapping in.
We're still working on that.
Y'all
ain't gonna answer my questions.
You got some questions?
Yeah.
Oh damn.
Replying the whole time.
Oh shit, my bad.
Why you ain't say nothing?
He threw me the phone.
Because the thing had they just been saying shit.
Oh, you work on cars.
Yes.
Okay.
After show. So you work on cars. Like what?
Here comes the next question.
You work on cars.
It's just all comments right now. Emotionally maturity. So it was a situation to where, like I said, you're out about how you gonna deal with it. To where I know somebody, it might be a girl, because it was one time in particular, went to a restaurant. And I had met a couple girls like when I was out of town in Houston, and it wasn't even like that. It was just all cool. It was like four or five of them to, hey, how you doing? Well, that shit was not cool at all. And she was sitting at the table like, nigga, what are you doing? Where you got me at? Are you fucking these bitches? Whoa.
I'm going to have to go with it's a slight insecurity. It's a slight sense of insecurity there. Just a slight. Because I'm not even gonna lie, like
you feel some type of way too, huh?
I would
if,
perfectly
if
honest.
I'm blinded by
I would too.
If I'm blinded by it. Yes.
I would
she was blinded.
If I'm blinded by it, you fucked right.
But I didn't know they was gonna be there. So I was blinded too.
Okay, but
the way you handled the situation.
How was I supposed to handle
it? No, I'm just saying the way how you handle it would probably made her insecure.
Right, but how was I supposed to handle it? If you at a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
You know all these couple of these girls that work there and shit like that,
if I know girls that work at a certain restaurant, I'm not going there.
Oh shit. I don't know about all that. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
I understand.
Cause if it was vice versa, would I be upset if it was a whole bunch of niggas come up to her? I would be upset, but I would feel uncomfortable going on. Yeah.
I would feel uncomfortable.
She was probably uncomfortable, but she definitely gave it to my ass on the road.
I'm gonna give you a scenario that happened to me. My ex-wife.
She cussed me the fuck out.
My ex-wife, right? We had a club.
What's your sign?
Why do you want to know?
I didn't even know you
sign
of that.
I'm a Virgo.
What that mean?
I'm just asking.
See how she put.
I thought you was in it. You in the zodiac sign?
Oh, why you say oh like
oh,
that?
Oh my god!
I'm just asking.
Anyhow, Max White, we had a club, right?
See, I didn't know you was in it. When you start being in the zodiac sign,
listen, don't go there. Don't go.
What's your sign? Everybody want to know my sign. Everybody come on this show.
They do.
I do love astrology. Yeah. I like to learn what I can about a person.
Let me ask you this question. Do I give off like psycho vibes or something?
No, you don't.
What you are?
You know I'm an Aquarius.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Ooh, what you looking like that for?
My dad is Aquarius.
Okay. And he.
Yeah, but men and women
are
different.
That nigga's off the goddamn chain.
Men and women are different. Aquarius, we can't like signs. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That men and women. Yeah, that's true.
So you want me to finish my scenario?
Oh, my bad, dog. My bad.
Him, honey. He's trying to talk about
my
that.
Bad,
yeah.
My
so
tell us about that.
Let me tell you what happened, right?
Tell us.
So we at the club. It was me, my ex-wife, and, you know, a bunch of our friends. And all of a sudden.
Jake. Think we did
that. All of a sudden, right, my homeboy tapped me like, yo, Jay. I'm like, what, nigga? Yo, Jay. I'm like, what? I turned around. He's like, yo, man, who's this nigga on your girl? Right?
On your ex-wife?
Yeah.
That was your wife at the time?
Yeah. Like, we were, like, the ring on the finger, all that. And this
damn,
is...
hold up. You been married and stuff?
She caught that late.
Yeah.
How many times?
One time. Jeez, this one.
About to say, yeah, he's a little bit older, too. So.
How old are you?
37.
Yeah. Oh, you up there. Okay. It's okay. It's okay. You have more knowledge.
If you watch a couple episodes, you wouldn't do that.
Huh?
I said, if you watch a couple episodes, you wouldn't do that.
No, I mean, sometimes I be like off of social media, and you know that.
Oh, true.
Like sometimes I go out.
So you be fake watching.
No, I be off of social media. She get off. Social media breaks.
Yeah.
I be off. And I have a 1-year-old. So,
yeah. So when I turned around, I turned around and checked my ex-wife. This Jamaican nigga on my, on her. Not dancing.
Oh.
He's on her, looking at me like I was a side nigga. So I pull her off. Like, yo, who the fuck's this dude? Oh, that's my friend. Oh, we got friends?
Nah. We have friends, for real. We had an agreement.
We had an agreement. Like, anybody knew we need to be all in to be introduced.
I agree 100%.
I didn't know who the fuck this nigga was. And I never seen a nigga ever again.
Really?
Yeah.
Say what now?
I said it's cute, but I'm listening.
I try to be a little fan.
And that's my story. So it made me feel some type of way. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
How many other friends you got?
Right, friends. That just disappeared. It's a ghost all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Toby, my man. Hey. I'm listening.
You stupid. I don't play by shit like that. I thought you was about to say cuz. Cause most black women say cuz. Oh no, that's just my cuz.
Nah, she
was
like, that's my friend.
That's your cousin?
She was
like that?
But you said that you didn't have to deal with it.
She wasn't gonna pull no cousin shit because I've met family.
This nigga said she for the streets.
Cam.
She for the streets?
She for the streets. That nigga right.
Cam!
Right, Cam, you're stupid as hell.
I threw it back to the streets, dog.
Cam, you know when a motherfucker for the streets, huh?
Because his ass for the damn streets.
That community.
Stop it.
He is for the streets. He know he for the streets. He gonna comment and be like, yeah, I'm for the streets. That nigga for the streets, man.
Cam been for the streets, huh?
For sure.
Cam
has for sure. But I think he got a little...
Hold up. Who is Rumpel Still Skin?
That's Ricardo.
Oh, okay. Someone some hocks up by 20.
Yeah, no, that's some other shit. That's some other shit. I don't give a fuck about no goddamn sorry ass hoe. Shut the hell up. I want to hear that shit.
Okay.
The fuck?
He said that was sign number one. Ah, was it, Cam, huh?
Right, because his ass know for sure. All the way. Did you speak on emotionally maturity? Did you speak on it, Condo? I don't think you did.
Hell, I don't know. I've just been chiming in.
I don't think you spoke on it on how you feel about emotionally mature.
I feel like it comes with age. It comes with age, and men get it a lot.
And experience.
Women get it a lot sooner, and men a lot later.
Well, that was real direct towards men. Okay, and why do you feel that way?
Because women mature faster than men.
Ooh, Lord Jesus.
She went to the science.
Right, Jesus.
They do.
Christ.
We do.
You think so?
We do. We can have kids and immediately jump in parent mode. Y'all, shit, it's going to take a minute.
Yeah, it took me a minute.
It's going to take a minute.
The nigga survived, though. He's still here.
That ain't always.
He's still here.
Man. It just depends on the nigga, man. Come on.
I don't know what the fuck to do with
you. You can't put all niggas in one box, man.
Look at Jonathan laughing. What you laughing at, John? you laughing at us talking about Ricardo.
This nigga talking about his baby mama is one of them.
Cam, one for the streets.
Ignorant, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to know how to pick them, and let's just say you didn't know how to pick them, Cam. Huh?
They be hiding, man. They be
no, you see the signs, bro. Sometimes niggas ignore it.
They be hiding.
Exactly. Just like you're ignoring the sign that girl can't deal with the fact that because you've already talked to her about it. You're ignoring the fact that she can't deal with you like strip clubs. It's gonna be motherfuckers coming up to you
for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
All the
and then she knows about the podcast.
So you're saying she's trying to change him.
She might be trying to pull him and want him to gravitate towards what she wants.
She's trying to mold you.
You know what I'm saying? And this motherfucker is not the one to mold.
I'm hit.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm hit.
Like, definitely. Don't look like that. Drink your beer, baby.
Take a sip.
What the fuck? What you mean? I'm not the one to be... What?
Definitely. Okay, maybe if he put one in her, he might be the one to mold. But, uh-uh. Nah.
What? Excuse... What? Come on. Somebody, please. Cam, John, y'all save me, nigga, because I don't know what the fuck she talking about.
I'm not the one. Here.
Where you coming from?
Wow. You know what? John,
I don't see you bending,
John's girl is doing a really good job molding him, huh? Huh?
Who?
John's girl.
Who?
Jonathan.
Who is his girl? Ask him.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, because she's trying to play me. She's trying to play me. So, John, expound on that, please.
Damn, you know what? I'm
going to
shut up.
Yeah.
Obviously, you guys are not together anymore, huh?
I don't know. That ain't none of my business. You can ask me yourself.
Okay, well,
All right. Yeah, there that is. Ain't no what we were talking about.
Nah, but I'm speaking on how it was at the beginning, and you know it. And you know it. At the beginning with the whole John situation. Like, John, like,
oh yeah, no. Oh yeah, like John was definitely a different person.
Was in a whole pottery class, boy. Whatever, someone was in a whole pottery class, boy.
John, I don't think that next time.
You know, I don't know too much about Cam's situation, but
yeah, me neither.
I know Cam was a little doggy dog, so
I don't really
know Cam, why?
Yeah, that because you know Cam pop in, pop out. Like, yeah, that nigga be ghost. They be like, "Oh, what's happening?" Like, nigga, like, fuck. But anyway,
Okay. Speaking of Cam, nigga, where my baby clothes at?
Okay, all right. This nigga talking about pottery. The basis of my this nigga here. All right, so emotionally, maturity. Yes.
Cam,
that should come with experience too.
It does come with experience because for me. Maturity. I feel like it's certain stuff that I still got to learn, even though I'm pushing the age of 30. Mm-hmm. I would be that.
There's always shit.
What do you think it is that you still have to learn?
My communication skills are not the best.
They're not.
Fuck. Yo, I don't understand. What's
fuck? Right? Me neither. Me neither. Like, what the fuck?
She said it so calmly.
Like, they're not. They're not. They're terrible.
In agreement.
They're not. With a straight face. They're not.
Elaborate.
Sometimes it can be a situation. So let's say I'm leaving work, right?
But you know what, though?
It's man talk. No. Yeah, but
Real quick.
No.
The fact that you recognize it.
You always real quick in.
I got it because I'm going to forget.
The fact that he recognizes memory. Right, that is great. You know what? Me too.
The fact that you recognized it is growth.
Exactly.
So I can be leaving work, yeah. And I know I have to like pick up something from the stove, or I might run do something with my coworkers after work. But I don't hit, you know, like hey, you know, I'm about to run to the stove real quick, or I'm about to, you know, grab a drink with my coworkers. I'm just like shit. I'm out. I'm there, and I show the fuck back up. Be like, where the fuck you been? Oh shit, I was at the thing.
The thing.
She was like, you weren't gonna hit me. I was like, shit. I assumed
the thing. You said.
I just assume you knew.
Nigga, not the thing.
So, I mean, you know, sometimes, because then I hit
him. No, that's terrible.
No, then I hit you with the, like, you know, every now and then.
You can't say the thing, bro. You gotta.
How many times has it been brought to your attention that you're that way?
Terrible communicator?
Yeah.
Within the last year?
Because I thought we would have just dropped your ass, like.
It ain't that bad. But certain situations, I feel, if it's the things where, okay, let's say, in like middle of the afternoon, and I don't come back until, like, super late. Man, I should have let her know what the fuck was going on. Like, I'm moving here, I'm moving there. I'll call you, I'll text you, let you know. You know, I'm here, I'm there. I don't do that. Terrible with that. Like, I was here from 2 to 8.
Who's Heaven's Kisses?
That's Heaven's Kisses.
Heaven? That's past co-host, right?
No. That's that's
Heavenly
a,
Kisses.
That's Rika.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, well, she was here. Yeah,
yeah. Man.
Kiss.
Okay.
When you said hugs and kisses are heavenly.
Heavenly.
Heaven's
kisses. Heavens, my bad.
Kisses.
Yeah. Fast calls.
You know, you kind of. I'm just trying to like kind of interact with her.
Yeah.
You know, you want to keep them. You want to make them feel like.
Yeah. No. That.
Like make them say. Like,
yeah. We hear. No. But she just put up an emoji. Like.
Exactly. Yeah, so that means she's tuning in. That means she's listening. She's responding to certain things that we might be saying.
Baby girl.
Tell me.
That's what we not go to.
No? Who the hell is that?
Just a viewer, man. That's all it is.
Is that right?
Jazz, what's happening? Not your jazz.
Okay, hey, Jazz.
Not your jazz.
What up, Jazz?
Not your jazz.
Ah, stop it, Cam. Stop it. But he would.
Right.
He would love it, though.
Trying to get a coat. Right. Like, god damn. Like, she's just trying to take the job.
He would love it.
Like, anyway. What was I talking? Oh yeah, communication. Yes. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm terrible at that, man. Communication.
I think most men are.
And it's another thing. It's another thing. Sometimes, you know, say
what?
People call me rude. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I don't really, I guess, choose my words wisely when I say things to certain people. Like, I just say the first thing that comes to my mind.
Oh, are you super blunt?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm that way.
You don't mean it that. You don't, yeah, you got to work on your tone.
I'm that way too, but tone. QP, you sensitive too, so tone. You can't.
No, that ain't it.
She said
you rude and you sensitive. Like,
right, exactly. That don't make sense because I can't be both.
Right, like,
right. So exactly. So I gotta be either or.
Like, let's get into this video that you had just posted.
Which one? Today.
This last one that you had just posted, I believe.
About the hawk.
The very last. No, it was the very.
Oh,
last
my story.
Video. No, you put it on your page. Was this talking about the show? People know how I am. They are.
Oh yes. So. When you met me, that young, I was still talking shit like I am today.
Yeah, you be talking shit, but you—I don't think you can handle when shit when the shit come back.
Ooh,
to you.
No, that ain't true.
No, it's true.
Unless you had it.
Okay.
Unless you have it. Okay. Go ahead and explain. That's why we on the podcast.
I'm just saying, like, I just don't feel like you can handle when the shit comes back to you.
I don't. That's not true.
No, because I feel like a part of you gets in your feelings about it.
That's your opinion. Everybody's entitled.
Cam, this is my platform.
What makes you say that? What makes you, like, how did...
I think it's just because I just know QB.
Okay, here we go. I think
that's what it is.
Will his tone change when you throw shit?
No, like, QP will just... You can tell when he don't want to fuck with you nowhere because you just said some shit or you just got...
He's very dismissive type shit? Like
Yes. When he get in his feelings, he is very dismissive. Like, he don't even want to... It's over with. When it don't go his way no more, it's over with. It's over with. You're a Cancer, right?
I am a Cancer.
I think that might be a Cancer.
Here we go with the actual...
That ain't got shit to do with nothing.
Sabrina?
Yeah. I'm about to say, did you remember her?
Hi, baby.
Yeah, she had got some raw material merch too. I appreciate it.
Yes, I see. I've been asking her about it. I've been asking her how the material is. Like, you can't ask the seller, you know what I'm saying? The fucking seller's gonna sell that shit.
That's fucked up. Yeah, that's fucked up.
She's like, right here.
Man, you know I'm gonna keep it. All the way.
And she can't, like, you can't help this. She like, nah, nigga, nah.
But I did ask you though. I did. You know,
after the fact, you said you talked to Sabrina first.
You know, the guy talked to you first, and then I went to Sabrina. If you want to get technical about it,
get the fuck out of here. Bro, shut this nigga came to my QP used to bully me and John and the kids. Bro, shut the fuck up.
She said here for a second. Okay, boo. Okay. Cam, boy, we miss you too, baby girl. We miss you too. And when are you coming down? Because I see you said that you'll be down soon. Soon, and goddamn,
3-4 months later. Oh, I'm back. And then they hit you up like, oh yeah, I'm in the city,
but I'm about to go.
Yeah, what? Like, why did you even call me?
What the fuck?
You could have kept that phone call. Right, that
nigga, you didn't come here to see us or see me.
Right, like you just doing some random shit. Just gonna like pop out.
You're trying to save face.
Right. I'm just trying to make sure everything cool, you know, everything good, whatever.
I'm gonna see. Let me try to.
I just want to point out the fact that I tagged a lot of people in this fucking in this show.
You know, I knew that was coming.
Oh yeah, I'm glad you know.
I knew that. I'm gonna send you a request to join us. Is that your? That's it.
Join who?
To join your video, so maybe some of mine might.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I gotta add it on there though.
On where?
Oh, that phone.
Ah, okay.
Life hits
me. She said, whatever. Y'all know life.
Yeah, I guess. It does. That's true. It's all GV. You ain't got to do all that because we about to wrap it up shortly. Anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, the request could just sit.
Then we can have.
I'm not even finished with my drink.
Yeah, no, you good. We're just getting out all over the place. And, you know, I just try to, like, wrap it up. But, yeah, all right. So, cool.
Yeah, it seemed like y'all are catching up from y'all childhood.
Oh, yeah, no, we ain't seen each other.
Oh, do you feel left out?
No. Seems
like it.
I'm an only child. I'm cool.
All right, so, look, we got to wrap it up. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a little bit different conversation after. If it get good enough, we'll probably go back online. It ain't no thing to me. But, Anybody who's on who commented, I love y'all. And I appreciate y'all. If you tuned in, thank you. Tell my dog happy birthday. Thank you. I appreciate that. So if y'all gonna be here back next week, it's gonna be the same crew and it's gonna be an added one. So we'll see y'all next week.
Mm-hmm. Peace. Mm-hmm.